Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. So we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1673 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from John Lubbock, and it is, "A day of worry is more exhausting than a week of work." So today's nugget of wisdom will be, a day of worry. While I enjoy the work that I do on a daily basis, it does require that I am in front of my computer at least 10 hours a day, many times longer. I am on my feet at my standing desk for all of those hours. It is certainly not physically demanding work, but there is a lot of mental processing that must go on for all of those hours. At the end of each day, I am mentally and somewhat physically exhausted. I yearn to be outside, working hard physically, but that's not God's plan for me. To make up for this, I do exercise each morning vigorously for about 75 minutes. This certainly helps me physically, and I know it is necessary to continue to live a healthy lifestyle. But I do long for the weekends, where I can get out of doors and work hard physically. One exhausting task that I do is cutting up our numerous giant trees with a large chainsaw, and then splitting it into firewood with our log splitter. At the end of a few hours of that, I am physically spent. But you know what? It is an exhaustion that you can appreciate. Another type of exhaustion that is not satisfying and will destroy you if you allow it to invade you is the exhaustion that comes from worry. Nearly all worry is based on fear and not facts. Anxiety will destroy you spiritually, emotionally, and even physically. Two solutions to help you if you are prone to worry is first, invest time in some strenuous physical activities, and second, find someone who requires assistance or is in need of a friend and invest time into their lives. You will find that you are worrying less and have far more energy than ever. And our verses for today is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,672 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.